This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're almost 2 months now into the new trade regime between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It used to be NAFTA. Now it's the USMCA. I mentioned the timing, that 60 days since it went into effect, because at least one segment of American agriculture has been keeping an eye on the calendar. Produce growers in the Southeast say they are struggling because of Mexican competition, that the new NAFTA didn't do anything for them, and that the government, the American government, had promised a fix by tomorrow. From WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports.
Russ Goodman is a seventh-generation South Georgia farmer in Cogdale.
In the flatwoods down here, this is kind of like the place that God sort of ordained to grow blueberries, you know?
He's looking out on rows of blueberry bushes from the porch of a farmhouse that's been in his wife's family for more than 100 years. They first planted blueberries in 2000.
And at the time that we started, blueberries were bringing about, what, Joe, $8 a pound?
Goodman gets a nod from fellow blueberry farmer Joe Cornelius. 10 years ago, Cornelius says prices started dropping to $6.50 a pound.
This year, the same week in April, we was at $2.48, $2.50. I'm not saying that the $6.50 was the right number, but $2.50 sure ain't.
He says they need at least $3 a pound to make the books work. Cornelius and Goodman say they just can't match the price of the competition, blueberries coming from Mexico. That's because of the labor and environmental regulations American farmers have to abide by. The minimum hourly wage for their workers is $12 an hour. In 2018, researchers at UC Davis estimated average pay for Mexican workers is the equivalent of $16 a day. How dire is the situation? Again, Joe Cornelius.
Very. 5 years.
5 years and it won't be profitable.
5 years and it might be the industry in Georgia over with.
This issue isn't new in the region. Ben Burkett, a fourth-generation farmer in Mississippi, says he already lived through something similar decades ago when NAFTA was signed. He and other family farmers used to fill large contracts for cucumbers and peppers.
We start picking in June. We pick to the 4th of July. You can count on that money. You can take that money and finance the rest of your crop.
But those contracts dried up with cheaper Mexican competition, and he says a lot of his peers went out of business. He now grows for smaller specialty markets that prioritize local produce, like high-end restaurants. Gopi Munasamy is an agriculture economist at the University of Georgia. He says the influx of Mexican produce over the last decade is one of the highest import growth rates he's ever seen.
This is a very unique situation. And this amount of imports, this volume coming in at a very short time, is something that people should pay attention to.
Produce farmers in Georgia and Florida in particular and their members of Congress have lobbied for help. They'd hoped for relief in the USMCA. Instead, the Trump administration has promised to release an alternative plan for them. It's tricky because the industry nationwide isn't in agreement. Two California produce industry groups, for example, supported the USMCA as is. Robert Gunther with the National United Fresh Produce Association says changing trade policy to help the southeastern growers could negatively affect others.
So those countries that are importing who are feeling threatened are going to start retaliating in ways that hurt people across the board, not just in fresh produce.
His organization is advocating for the government to help keep growers competitive, for example, through research into more plant varieties that could be harvested by machines to reduce labor costs. That's something farmers like Goodman and Cornelius have been trying to do on their own in their quest to stay profitable. But they say they need more help to preserve a way of life and preserve rural economies. Goodman says this is also about national security.
You know, we talk about being dependent upon other countries for oil and that kind of thing, but imagine being dependent upon other countries for your food supply.
Without help from the government, the farmers say their only hope is that the American public will choose to buy American-grown produce, even if it costs a little more. In Cogdale, Georgia, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.